Maybe you've heard of something called a land acknowledgement. It's a statement of respect at the beginning of an event acknowledging the indigenous inhabitants of a place and their claim to that land. In some countries, they have been happening for decades, even incorporated into official protocols. In Alaska, the conversation around land acknowledgement is relatively new. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, it's picking up.
On our tour, we have been doing what we've been calling land acknowledgements.
In 2018, the rock band Portugal the Man tried something that was new for them at concerts around the world.
Basically, every night, wherever we play, we ask First Nations people of the area from there or were displaced there, and we're just donating a piece of our set.
Portugal the Man has deep roots in the 49th state, and at their final tour stop in the Alaska Airlines Center, a Yupik dance troupe opened their set. As a city, Anchorage has a fraught relationship with its indigenous history. Now, major institutions are using land acknowledgments as a way to change that and place Alaska Native heritage more centrally in the region's identity. One way that's happening, for example, is at a workshop hosted inside the Anchorage Museum.
I'm going to ask you each to write your own land acknowledgment.
Emily Johnson is an artist, and she's leading a discussion of around two dozen women in a small conference room.
I do ask you to think about a few things. That center, where you are. What is your relationship and respect and acknowledgement? And then what are your actions?
Johnson is of Yupik descent and grew up in Soldotna. Now she lives in New York City and leads workshops like this one in countries around the globe.
Land acknowledgement is an indigenous protocol. Probably had a different name. but it's a process, of course, of knowing upon whose land you are so that you engage in the right protocols so that you can build those relationships, or you can ensure your safety, or you can ensure that you can hunt or fish, etc.
Today, the acknowledgments are a form of recognition, a sign of respect that's typically offered ahead of a meeting, conference, a presentation. Johnson says there's no single right way to do one. It's an ongoing process.
The ingredients certainly have intentional words that are related to respect and acknowledgement and recognition.
Early in the workshop, participants go around the room introducing themselves. Like several other people, museum curator Aaron Leggett gave his in a mix of English and his indigenous language, Dena'ina. Leggett grew up in Anchorage in the native village of Aklutna, where he's now chief. And he says in his lifetime, he's seen a major transformation in how the region acknowledges its Dena'ina heritage. Quoting an elder, Leggett says that for decades in the Cook Inlet area, there was barely any recognition of indigenous inhabitants, past or present.
We were the invisible people. We were invisible to outsiders, and we were somewhat even invisible to ourselves. So I would say we're no longer invisible, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Some of that work's being taken up by local institutions like the Anchorage Museum. There are large signs outside and inside the building acknowledging the site is within the Dena'ina homeland. Though there's no formal process in place, the museum's developing acknowledgments as a part of its own internal and public-facing programs.
I think there's something really powerful about using our languages when we are acknowledging that this is Dena'ina land.
One of the attendees at the workshop is Chandra Safran.
And my name is Chandra. And I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Safran was born in Nome and still has family in the region. In her words, though, she's an Anchorage girl and says that as the state's hub, the city has an important role to play in the current discussion around recognition, history, and heritage.
And especially in land acknowledgement, because I'm native, but I'm not indigenous to Anchorage. I grew up here, and I feel a strong, strong sense of connection. But this is Dena'ina land. This is Dena'ina land. But it also has the significance, right, of being Alaska's biggest gathering place.
The workshop lasts 3 hours, and for the most part, it's a jumping-off point, a way to raise questions, talk about issues, and encourage participants to try land acknowledgments in different settings. Emily Johnson is optimistic. She says the U.S. is not at the level of Canada, Australia, or New Zealand, where residents have pushed beyond just acknowledging traditional lands and towards policies aimed at racial equity and reparations. But in Alaska, Johnson says, changes are happening more rapidly than many expected.
I think about land acknowledgement in terms of shifting consciousness, and that's really, to my mind, that is the goal. Like, we're shifting consciousness, we're centering Indigenous people and knowledge and land, because that is what is needed.
The workshop is part of the museum's Seed Lab, a new initiative focused on innovation and the exchange of ideas. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.